Good morning. Welcome to the conference call of Grendene S.A. to release and analyze the results of the fourth quarter and year of 2009. We'd like to inform you that this conference call is going to be performed in Portuguese with simultaneous translation into English. At this moment, all participants are in listen-only mode, and later on, we are going to start our Q&A session when further instructions for participation will be provided. Should you need any help during the conference call, please ask for the help of the operator by pressing star zero. This conference call is being recorded and is going to be made available on the site http://ri.grendene.com.br. Here with us are present the main executives of Grendene, who will also be available to answer your questions. Rudimar Dall'Onder, Industrial and Commercial Director, Francisco Schmitz, Investor Relations Director, Edson Matsu, Product Development, Magno Kleber Freitas, Exports, Gelson Luis Rostirolla, Financial and Control Director, Luis Antônio Moroni, Sales, Marcos Dalbó, Marketing, and Pablo Pedó Filho, Melissa Division. We'd like to inform you that the press release of the 4Q and year 2009 is available on the website ri.grendene.com.br, both in Portuguese and in English. Before moving on, we'd like to clarify that any statements made to this conference call about the company's business operating and financial estimates and outlooks are forward-looking statements based on the company's future expectations. These expectations highly depend on market conditions, the country's general economic performance, the industry, and international markets. Now, I'm going to pass it on to Mr. Francisco Schmitz, Investor Relations Director of the company. Please, Mr. Schmitz, you may go on.
Good morning. Thank you for attending another conference call of Grendene to release the results of the 4Q 2009 and the year of 2009, as well as the company's outlooks for the future. As you may very well know, we released yesterday the information regarding this period after the closing of the market in our press release. For those who haven't had the opportunity of seeing it is available on our website. Therefore, I'm going to make a brief comment highlighting the most relevant aspects of the company's performance in 4Q and the year of 2009, leaving more time for questions and answers. Before going to the comments of our performance per se, I'd like to highlight some points. Dividends. We ratified our policy relative to the quarterly payout of dividends on behalf of anticipation and reverence of the general shareholders meeting to analyze the balance sheet and the financial statements reference to the closing of the year. Based on the results, the fourth payout is going to be at the amount of 34 million. The shareholders registered with the company until the 13th of April of  2010 are going to be entitled to receive the payout. Company shares are going to be ex-dividend as of 14th of April 2010, with payment expected as of 28th of April 2010. Grendene is really distancing from the competition in the number of pears exported to Brazil, reaching 38.1% of Brazilian exports in the year of 2009. As for financial statements, we'd like to remind you that since the first quarter of 2009, Grendene is releasing its number according to the IFRS, anticipating itself to the date of 2010 when the other company listed should do so. We also emphasize that the numbers of 2008 were suited to this norm so as to be comparable to the numbers of 2009. In this manner, the numbers presented now for the year of 2008 are not necessarily the numbers released at the time when the press releases were made. in 2008. We warn you that follow-on numbers to ratify your historical basis to ensure comparability of the numbers. Regarding the performance of 2009, Grendene delivered in 2009 a net income of 272.2 million, a growth of our net revenues of 16.7%, and manufacturing of 165.7 million pairs of shoes. It generated 251 million of cash coming from operating activities and paid 110 million of dividends to its shareholders. An excellent result, in our opinion, considering that these are record numbers for the annual period. It's good to say it again. In the year of the greatest economic crisis of the last 8 years, according to some economists, Grendene achieved its highest net income, manufactured the highest volume of pairs, and had the highest profits in its history. We overcome the symbolic brand of mark of 150 million pairs sold and kept our positions in the international market, exporting 48 million pairs, 38% of Brazilian exports, which confirms us as leaders of export in the segment. Based on these numbers, we may reassure that we hold the Brazilian shoe brand's most desired and bought overseas. We call your attention to the regularity with which Grendene delivers good results and pays dividends. However, we are not completely satisfied with the results of the 2Q09. The results of 3Q09 had a negative impact, as explained in the previous quarter, and for 4Q09, we overcame or exceeded the net profit of 4Q08 by a bit margin of 2.8%. It is our culture to want more and never be completely satisfied with the results attained. The positive side of this is our image with consumers and distribution channels that is very much strengthened by the excellent products delivered and a fast turnover at stores. Grendene's products are sold fast, increasing the channel's profitability. In 4Q09, demand remained at a good pace as expected, but the careful price strategy that we adopted in the beginning of the year when it was designed, when we increased the added value to our products and changed the mix without transferring all the minds to the prices, also had a consequence in this quarter, making us not to get comparative margins to the same period in the previous year. The costs that were impacted in 3Q09 because of production bottlenecks grew in the fourth quarter less than the growth in the volume of pairs produced. 30% growth in the COGS in 4Q09 versus 4Q08, against a growth of 35.7% in the volume of pairs in the same year. This confirms that the decrease of margins was a consequence of low prices and not high costs. The average price in the domestic market was 0.8 below in 4Q09 than that of 4Q08. And in the foreign market, it was 40.6% below in reals, partly affected by an exchange devaluation. An average conversion of dollars into reals from 1.78 in the 4Q09 against 2.27 in the 4Q08. A drop of 25% in the average exchange, partly because of the drop of demand in several parts of the world. It is very good to observe that part of this loss is recovered as financial gain due to the hiring of hedge when the orders are made. Our raw materials continue with controlled costs and have not provoked pressures on costs, but it is possible that the prices on resins do recover in 2010. Still, we are very excited about the results attained to the moment, and we see excellent prospects ahead. the numbers we have managed to have as we see it are a confirmation that we have a right view on the market and right strategies and right business models. In our view, the market should grow in the next years, both in the internal market and in the external market. Our model contemplates the search of competitiveness in the international scenario, and our strategy aims at growth in the two markets, favoring tactically those in which the scenario is more favorable. Risks are known, but it's always good to remember that the Grendene never sold a quarter with loss. Also, the fact that one of our most traditional brands, Melissa, is turning 30 years old with domestic and international success show Grendene's capacity to launch successive collections that really appeal to the hearts of consumers. We understand that regardless of occasional crises, as the one that broke in the developed markets in the end of 2007, and that can eventually repeat in the future, the prospects of increasing the world consumption of shoes in the next years remain. The growing urbanization of giant countries like China and India, ascension of brands, and emergence of a very big middle class with acquisition power in several countries, including Brazil, are powers and stimulus to the increase of consumption in the industry. Many markets, including the Brazilian market, have low consumption per capita, and based on what happens in more developed markets, should increase as the income of the population increases. This scenario is already optimistic in itself, and it is then reinforced in Brazil by the forecast of major investments in the next years, the World Cup, the Olympics, and investments in pre-salt, just to mention some. These are all events that should have a very positive impact in the income of population and level of consumption.
These solid economic fundamentals have allowed us to obtain good results in 2009, and they are still in place with minor adjustments in the short term in the internal market. Some drivers of consumption will be low inflation and increases in the minimum wage and in cash transfer programs, the World Cup in 2010 in South Africa, and elections in Brazil. These events have historically driven consumption in Brazil. In the international market, the exchange rate has recovered a little bit and went back to the level of 1.8 reais per dollar. Demand has been also recovering. In the recent past, even though the exchange rate was unfavorable, Grendene was firm in expanding in the international market, where it showed a great power to compete and grew in terms of volume of pears for exports at a rate of 15.7% per year in the last 8 years. In 2009, we celebrated 30 years of Melissa. We relaunched Rider. We launched a very successful product line endorsed by model and TV host Anna Hickman. We launched the 2009 Ipanema Giselle Bündchen collection in Madrid. We launched a magazine, Plastic Dreams, to celebrate Melissa. We launched Grenda Flor in Mexico, endorsed by Ivete Sangalo, a singer, and our new Zaxi collection. And we are prepared to face heated demand in 2010. We have invested in machines and are going to hire and train workers. These actions are consistent with our strategy and our vision to create value. Grendene will strengthen the execution of its 2010 strategy by identifying new segments with new licenses, innovating in products, strengthening its brands through aggressive marketing with multiple media, and looking for excellence in operations through continuous improvement and strengthening its relationship with distribution channels and final clients. The objective is to gain scale and grow in a sound and sustainable manner in the domestic market and in the foreign market as well, paying special attention to the increasing market share in the domestic market. Our confidence in the growth in the demand is big, and we have started studies to increase our production capacity in the factories, an investment which will possibly be made in 2010. Our products have been well received in trade shows in the beginning of 2010. And orders have been placed, which lead us to believe that, as we said in the beginning of 2009, the results of 2010 will surpass those obtained in 2009. For these reasons, Grendene has maintained the targets announced for 2009-2013, as disclosed and ratified in November 2009. That is a growth in growth revenue at a compounded average rate between 8% and 12% per year between 2009 and 2013. And in 2009, just to remind you, we reached 15.4% of growth in revenue. A growth in net income at a compounded rate between 12% and 15% in the next 5 years, 2009 to 2013. And in 2009, we achieved 13.7% in net income growth. The objective of Grendene is to maintain advertising and publicity expenditures between 8 and 10% of the net revenue. For us, in this period, there might be periods with greater growth and smaller growth, but we intend to achieve this target on average. We remind you that when we established this target at the end of 2008, we said that in order to achieve this target, we would try to grow more intensely in the external market. And we hoped that the exchange rate between the real and the dollar would vary approximately at the same level of the difference of inflation between the two countries, Brazil and the U.S., and the benchmark would be the average exchange rate of Q1 2009. The rationale was that the best unit prices when converted into reais would contribute to increased profit. We also stressed that this expectation for the variation of the exchange rate was for the long term, between 5 and 10 years, and not for the next quarter. Although the exchange rate variation in 2009 did not occur as we expected, we don't see any reason to change our long-term expectation. Before I finish, I would like to ratify what I said in the beginning of this conference in connection with the cutoff date of dividends. I made a mistake, and I'm going to repeat the cutoff date. The cutoff date for dividends is April 26 and not 13, and the ex-dividend date is 27th of April. I apologize for my mistake. Thank you very much, and let us now move to the Q&A session. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now start the Q&A session. To ask a question, please dial star 1. To withdraw the question from the list, please dial star 2. To ask a question, please dial star 1. To ask a question, please dial star 1. Our first question comes from Mr. David Kadun from Atmos Capital. Mr. David Kadun, your line is open. Mr. Kadun, please go on. Good afternoon. Oh, actually, good morning. I would like to understand why in the beginning of the conference you said that the result was adjusted in as regards price because of the strategic planning in the beginning of the year. In 2009, it was a depressed year, and it ended more heated mood. Why didn't you review it? Why was it so low, especially in the foreign market? Was it a strategy to gain market share, or Was it because you had locked that with the traders? Good morning, David. There is a mismatch in terms of time between the time when we establish the price policy and the price is passed on to the distributors and representatives, and they announce it to the retailers and to the customers. And there is a lapse in time, there is a mismatch. So within the same collection, it is very difficult in the industry to change prices. So once you commit to a certain price and cost for a certain collection, unless you face extraordinary circumstances, this price is a firm price for the period of the collection. So when we establish a certain price, this price is valid for 120 or 180 days. And this is more so for the foreign market. Once we take orders from the international market and their payment terms are longer, it would be very bad from a commercial point of view to try to change the prices. In extreme conditions, we could do it, but it's not the practice of the company to change prices after the collections are released. I'm going to also highlight that if we have to choose between working with low volumes or with some idle capacity and work with unit margins that are a bit smaller, we prefer smaller margins. So the strategy in the beginning of the year focused on maintaining the level of activity in the factory at year-end. Of course, we could not forecast that because of the recovery and the pickup in the economy, the demand would be stronger. And in Q3, we incurred some extra costs. We had to pay overtime and other shifts, and we were able to control these effects in Q4, but it did affect the results for the year. Are you renegotiating and increasing prices for 2010? Do you have any idea how much can we expect in terms of increasing prices in the international market in dollars? We have been starting to recover the margins. We have been doing it since Q4. We have been recovering the prices. But as regards the international market, demand is not as high. We don't have enough leeway to increase prices in a significant manner in dollars. And also, there was a devaluation in the exchange rate. Now it's more stable at 1.80, but this affects our prices when they are converted into reais. I would like to remind you that the recovery margins cannot be carried out overnight. In Q3, in the conference call of Q3, we said that the full recovery of margins would only be seen in Q2 2010 because of the seasonality of the industry. So even though we are changing the prices, some collections are being phased out, others are being phased in, Q2 will see the highest volumes, and this is when we will be able to recover the margins, if, of course, the outlook remains the same as we see now. Thank you very much.
If you want to ask a question, please just press star one. I'd like to remind you that if If you have a question, please just press star one. Our next question comes from Guilherme Nascimento from Maxiplan. Good morning, gentlemen. I would like to know about external markets. You have been commenting recurrently in releases about a trend of global urbanization and therefore the stance of a higher consumption of shoes. I would like to know what markets are you particularly addressing and what is the potential for markets such as China, for instance, and others. So I would like you to elaborate a bit on your international strategy. Thank you.
Well, with regards to the external markets, we see the two largest markets of consumption of shoes. I mean, the largest market is the United States. It is the market with the largest per capita consumption of shoes. We see there is much room to grow in this market in the first place. And also, these markets where consumption is very low, as the ones you mentioned, and we have been talking about in our conference calls, India and China, are markets in which we can see an opportunity. And this is much more in the upper part of the markets than in the consumption of brands per se, because China, although it has the largest population in the planet, and it has the consumption of one pair per capita, if much, and it is also the largest manufacturer and exporter of shoes. And we really do not want to compete in China on price. That's really unfeasible. They have much better prices. But there are segments. We know that the Chinese middle class is getting stronger. We have brands for the segment, and therefore the possibility of working the region well. Grendene exports to 90 countries. So talking about each one of the opportunities would be unfeasible. But we do see a market, the world market of consumption, which is at 15 billion pairs of shoes. This is low in many, this consumption is low in many regions. And Grendene, which is the largest Brazilian exporter, exported only 48 million pairs.